USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he's been misinterpreted when it comes to the case of Otto Warmbier, the American college student who died after being in custody of North Korea. The president's been criticized by members of both parties, as well as by the young man's family, for saying that he doesn't believe that North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un was aware of the mistreatment of Warmbier. Presidential Counselor Kellyanne Conway says today,
the president is saying is that there's no indication Chairman Kim knew what happened to Otto Warmbier when it happened.
The FAA is now investigating a plane crash that killed the pilot of a small Banner aircraft in Fort Lauderdale, Florida today. The plane, owned by Aerial Banners, crashed into a condo tower right after taking off from a nearby airport. Firefighters say no one else was injured. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
It may seem like the war on Al-Qaeda has dropped below the horizon, but the U.S. is now offering a reward to locate the son of Osama bin Laden, who U.S. Assistant Secretary of Diplomatic Security Michael Evanoff says is now the leader of Al-Qaeda and has been calling for attacks on the United States and its allies since 2015.
Today's announcement demonstrates the United States' resolve to use all its available tools to counterterrorism and to hold Al-Qaeda and its leaders accountable for their actions.
Like his father did, Hamza bin Laden is believed to be hiding out in the Afghan area near the Pakistan border. Washington Democratic Governor Jay Inslee is announcing his bid for president in the 2020 election. At a rally, he spoke in Seattle to say that his platform will focus on climate change and clean energy. The 68-year-old says climate change is no longer just a chart or a graph, but it's happening right now. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
President Trump back from his second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, where they did not strike a deal to denuclearize the North. But President Trump does say he's hoping this type of diplomacy will ultimately lead to that. Here's more from correspondent Tim Berg.
President Trump says his relationship with North Korea's Kim Jong-un is a very good one, despite the collapse of the two leaders' summit in Hanoi, Vietnam. A day after returning to Washington, Trump says on Twitter that the two had a very good meeting. He also tells Sean Hannity on Fox News,
"It's a much tougher deal to make. Maybe it won't get made, but that's the deal that we should have. And you can't give up everything if you don't get that. Now, we could have done large portions, but you're not getting that. So we'll see what happens. Again, the relationship is very good. He likes me. I like him. Some people say, oh, you shouldn't like him. I said, why shouldn't I like him? I like him. Get along great. We'll see what happens."
A familiar TV character actress has died at 89. Katherine Helmand is best known for her Emmy-nominated TV work as Jessica Tate on the ABC sitcom Soap from 1977 to 1981. She also played Mona Robinson on Who's the Boss with Tony Danza and appeared in dozens of movies, including Overboard, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and the animated film Cars. The Hollywood Reporter says she died at her L.A. home from complications of Alzheimer's disease. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.